Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Reverse of the Medal by Patrick O'Brien, narrated by Patrick Tull. This book is copyrighted 1986 by Patrick O'Brien. This recording is copyrighted 1994 by Recorded Books. The ancient but still sweet-sailing Surprise is on her way home to England. She had recently managed to avoid her final trip to the Breakers Yard when she was sent to the far side of the world in pursuit of the US Navy's Norfolk several months ago. Now, with the Norfolk wrecked on a coral reef, a recaptured whaler in tow, and a hold full of prisoners, Lucky Jack Aubrey and the Surprise may finally be facing the end of their road together. And now, The Reverse of the Medal.
Chapter 1. The West Indies squadron lay off Bridgetown, sheltered from the northeast trade wind and basking in the brilliant sun. It was a diminished squadron, consisting of little more than the ancient Irresistible, wearing the flag of Sir William Pellew, red at the fore, and two or three battered, worn-out, undermanned sloops, together with a storeship and a transport. For all the seaworthy vessels were far away in the Atlantic or Caribbean, looking for the possible French or American men-of-war, and the certain privateers, numerous, well-armed, well-handled, full of men, swift-sailing, and eager for their prey, the English and Allied merchant ships. Yet, although they were old, weather-worn, and often iron-sick, they were a pleasant sight lying there on the pure blue sea, as outwardly trim as West Indies spit and polish could make.